What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, we'll talk some Falcons and we'll talk dogs because, as Chris mentioned last break, some news considering the backfield in Athens. First things first, it's Drew Butler, man. Hey, man. By the way, Drew, you got any vibe, any feeling, any guide you'd like to see as our defensive coordinator for the Falcons?
You know, hey, first things first, me and my buddies from the football team used to wear out Buffalo's bash night when we were in college. There was a great location in Athens, so... Y'all enjoy tonight. A name that I would really like to see is Marvin Lewis. I think Marvin Lewis would be a great addition to this coaching staff with all of his experience as a head coach. I think he was obviously did a great job, relatively speaking, as an assistant head coach out there in Las Vegas with the Raiders. But that's a guy with tons of experience, not only as an elite defensive coordinator, but as a head coach who could really help this coaching staff. I think he'd be a great fit here in Atlanta.
Drew, we got the news late last night. Trevor Etienne decides to declare for the NFL draft. Is the Georgia backfield, is that room right now strong enough to withstand that departure, or do they need to look to add?
You know, there were some conflicting reports on would Etienne return for his last season, and some of the guys that I trust had always said, hey, we haven't heard anything, so don't believe what you read. And, of course, yesterday he makes the announcement that he's going to go to the NFL draft, and good for him. And it seems like it's officially Nate Frazier time in Athens. Look, this is the new reality of college football. Kirby Smart and his coaching staff do an amazing job recruiting top talent. Obviously, the running back room was hit with a bunch of injuries this past season, and that really slowed down their production in addition to a couple of other things. But, you know, best of luck to Trevor Etienne. It was fun to have him around for this past season as a transfer, getting to be an SEC champion. But I am interested to see kind of who elevates their game to take the load off Nate Frazier, because as they've shown in years past, it's really running back by committee in Athens.
I know that you talk about Mike Bobo, it gets people fired up, and it's always like a lightning rod. And I know that if for some he's a sacred cow, for others he's a punching bag. But I just didn't think we utilize, especially now knowing he's gone, that we didn't maximize Trevor Etienne. Now, you know, doing the stupid stuff behind the wheel cost him the Clemson game, which they didn't really need him for. But it just seemed like, you know, then he had the rib injuries. I just thought this was going to be a guy that they could really lean into if teams were trying to take away some of the things I thought Bobo was going to do. I just thought we never really committed to the run game, I guess is my point this year, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't commit to the run game because they couldn't run the ball. I mean, I think they ranked 13th or 14th in the SEC. That's almost unheard of for how Georgia's built themselves into becoming a national powerhouse. They ranked around, I think, you know, 60th or 100th. I'm getting my stats wrong. In the country, Mike. I mean, that is crazy. They could not run the ball effectively and consistently this past season. That had to be maddening for a guy like Coach Bobo, because when you have a horse like Trevor Etienne in your backfield, you want to utilize him. Now, you got to give him credit in some of the games where Georgia was down, then they got a victory, and they were able to kind of really grind out wins. It featured more of Trevor Etienne, but I'm right there with you. I thought he was going to be a guy that was going to be showcased throughout the offense all season long. But quite frankly, there's a couple of guys on the offense that I thought we were going to get more from, most notably a guy like Dylan Bell. He's so versatile. Right. He really didn't have the breakout year that I thought he was going to have. Hopefully that changes in 2025 with Dylan Bell coming back.
Yeah, so Drew Butler with us here. Just as a follow-up, I was mentioning this yesterday with Rob Tribble in yesterday. Stacey Searles, I mean, he's a veteran. I know there's a familiarity there with Kirby. He's a lifer in college football. But, I mean, it just seems like, Drew, to your point about the O-line, there was a fall-off from what you had with Sam Pittman. Matt Luke did a really good job before he left for personal reasons. And now, I mean, does Kirby need to reevaluate all the assistant coaches and get it right in the trenches, to your point?
You know, I think if Kirby is evaluating, which he always does, I mean, we all know that he's not just going to turn a blind eye to any issues that he might be having on his team, on his coaching staff. If he is evaluating right now, he's doing it behind closed doors. He's kind of bringing that cloak and dagger approach and maybe sending some feelers out as to what he would do if he were to make a move. Who is out there that could fill that spot very quickly? And look, Coach Bobo, Coach Searles, that was the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach when I was in Athens. I mean, I think very, very highly of these guys. But everybody was watching the games this year saying, man, something is not right. And for all the talent that Georgia continues to get on the offensive side of the ball and in the trenches, you still have to develop them. They have to go out there and execute. It's not 100% on the coach's fault, but this is big boy football now, and a lot of people are getting paid a lot of money, and the fingers are going to be pointed at them when they don't reach their potential.
Drew, one thing that I think has gone under the radar is that Oscar Delp is coming back. So if it's Gunnar Stockton or whoever plays quarterback, that is going to be a huge security blanket for them with the tight end coming back.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I thought Oscar Delp really elevated his game later on in the season. You know, when Carson Beck's turnovers were becoming a problem, he really got away from the turnovers when Coach Bobo started really implementing the tight ends more so into the game plan. That's exactly what it is, Chris. It's a security blanket. Oscar Delp really improved all season long. I thought he was playing his best football late. Now he's going to have the opportunity to come back and truly be a leader on that offense. And I think that's a big step up for him. I think it's a challenge that he's willing to rise up to. And most importantly, the kid's got a hell of a lot of talent. He's going to be a big piece of Georgia's offense in 2025.
Drew Butler's with us here, guys. As you said, it's a new kind of world of college football. You know, Kirby's going to show, I presume, is going to show the ability to adapt, just like his mentor Nick Saban kind of had to. And we've seen Saban go through all the different changes. Usually Saban, you know, Drew, would complain about something, and then he'd do it. You know, so whether it was up-tempo offense or name, image, likeness, they'd find a way to do it. But at the end, Nick says, I'm out of here, like so many coaches are in college basketball. Can Georgia handle this new paradigm?
I think they certainly can, you know, and I can speak from my experience as a former student athlete at UGA. There's no place better. I mean, and I know that because I talk to people who have been at other schools, and I'm not just talking about the NIL atmosphere that Georgia has certainly invested heavily in. You know, I'm talking about the alumni base. I'm talking about student athlete support. I'm talking about the athletic department as a whole. They do everything in their power to make sure that their student athletes reach their highest potential. I would hope that even in this new day and age, that certainly carries some weight. I mean, I love UGA. There's no doubt about that. If people love the school that they're at and really embrace the environment, that's going to set them up for success, you know, 40 years from now, not just 14 months from now, then there's no better place to go to than Georgia. And look, when I was at Georgia, we weren't that good. They're winning 15 games a year now. It must be pretty sweet to be a dog in Athens right now.
Yeah, speaking of to uphold that reputation, Drew, the defense is going to have to be better at stopping mobile quarterbacks, dual threat quarterbacks. It's just the way of the college football game and, quite frankly, the NFL. Do you trust Schumann and the guys that are coming in next season to make those adjustments?
Yeah, I do, and I think they're continuing to recruit highly athletic guys that would be able to stop mobile quarterbacks. That's always been the kryptonite of these Kirby Smart coach teams because, quite frankly, you're going up against some of the most elite athletes in the entire country. I mean, Jalen Milroe, give credit to him, he decided to play his best football when he played against Georgia. You know, Georgia was able to kind of, well, they really did, shut down Jaden Daniels in the SEC championship game, but you're playing against top-tier athletes. I think Coach Glenn Schumann's the right guy for that defensive coordinator job. I always love having Coach Muschamp add in his expertise as well. But it goes back to recruiting and development. Georgia's proven over the years that they're the best at it, so I think it should be no different next season.
You know, you look at the SEC, yeah, I mean, Ole Miss beat you. You knew that the schedule was always a beast. That's one thing you do have to take into consideration. The schedule was brutal. I'll always debate, and you just touched on it. Like, if you can't run the ball, you can't run the ball. I just thought the tone was set in the wrong direction in the Alabama game, where all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's get into a peeing contest, you know, with Jalen Milroe and start throwing it all over the place when, again, I still think Alabama's defense, that's not like the Purple People Eaters, okay? That's like top, you know, it's not even top 100. So I just felt that you could probably establish the run game, take some pressure off, neither here nor there. Alabama, and that's the good news, is Alabama, not sure what the Kalen DeBoer Alabama Crimson Tide is going to look like moving forward. I'll take it down the road. Should you worry about Auburn? Is this year that Auburn finally gets their ish together with their new quarterback?
you know, I look at a school like South Carolina, Mike. I mean, Coach Beamer got it figured out late there. Their pass rush is elite. Lenore Sellers, he's a mobile quarterback. They took care of Clemson at the end of the season. I mean, that's a team to where if they got into the college football playoff, you could easily make the argument that they're putting up a better fight against Penn State than SMU did. So there's so much good talent around the SEC. Coach Freeze obviously has proven at Auburn, you know, and in his past at Ole Miss, that he knows how to win in this conference. Josh Heupel at Tennessee, like, there is talent all over the place. I think, you know, the beauty of what Kirby Smart has built at Georgia is that he knows, hey, if I just focus on what I can control at UGA, get the best talent, surround them with the best coaches, continue to coach these guys up, things will fall into their place more often than not. So I would trust Kirby to continue doing that in Athens and not worry about so much of what else is going on around the conference.
All right, man. Great stuff, Drew. We'll talk to you, obviously, between now and spring football. We'll talk to you. You're in the building, man, with Steaky and Company. So have a great American Bagel Day today, brother. Have fun.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll do that. Thanks, boys. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. I learned that today with Sandra. Today is Bagel Day, by the way.